This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into his frequency, we will daily hear his voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker, Paul Esposito here. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your Thursday to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. Oh, I'm so excited. The weekend's coming. There's nothing like the weekend. I can't wait to get to church and be preaching again, fulfilling my calling, preaching and teaching the Word of God. You know, I think all I can stand is 1 week off, and I was off last week as our associate pastor, Darren Solana, brought the Word, and I am raring to go, ready to get back in the pulpit, preaching and teaching again this weekend. This weekend, my sermon is in Romans chapter 12. It's just like we're at here on the radio. But at church here, we're in chapter 12, looking at behaving like a Christian. That's the name of my sermon, is behave like a Christian. Romans chapter 12, verse 9, let love be without hypocrisy and abhor or hate what is evil and cling to what is good. We're getting into Paul's instructions on how to live right. Here on the radio, we are one chapter behind now. We're finally catching up on the radio to where we are at church. We're starting chapter 11 here today. This will air today and tomorrow and Monday. It's from chapter 11, starting in verses 1 and 2. It's, is God through with the nation of Israel? Now, the answer to that is no. But let's start now. Let's get into the Word. I invite you out to Ireland this weekend as we're in chapter 12 in the book of Romans, Sunday morning, 10:30. More on that tomorrow, but here is part one now of this message, is God through with Israel?
You know, I can't think of ever missing a Sunday here because of the weather. This is the first one I can remember. And it's a funny feeling here that I have. Now, my sermon I wrote for church last time, getting ready for church. But I wanted to add a little bit to that here today. I feel that we're about to enter into a new season. Not necessarily here at Island, but on a much greater scale than that. I've been asking myself the question, Lord, actually I've been asking him the question, are these storms just storms because life happens? Or are you sending us a message that time is short? In the Gospel of Luke chapter 21, verse 24, Jesus informs us like tomorrow's newspaper. He said, Jerusalem will be trampled by Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles are fulfilled. And there will be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars. On the earth, distress of nations with perplexity. The sea and the waves roaring. Men's hearts failing them from fear and expectations of those things coming on the earth. For the powers of the heaven will be shaken. Then they will see the Son of Man coming on a cloud with power and great glory. Now when these things begin to happen, look up and lift up your heads. Because your redemption draws near. Luke 21, 24 through 28. Signs in the sun and the moon. How about a total eclipse, the last full moon? It's hardly even a month ago. On the earth, distress of nations. Remember, nations is the Greek word ethnos. Means ethnic group. That's what that means. Now, Jesus says, when you see these things, signs in the sun, signs in the moon, the seas and the waves roaring, you know, you should have came by our house last Saturday night, and you would have experienced that firsthand as Carol and I lit on the beach some 25 miles south of here. When you see these things, look up, lift up your heads, and he gives the reason why. Because your redemption draws near. And by all that, I'm saying, don't blow off all the signs and wonders and natural disasters and phenomena that are taking place daily all around us. But rather, look up and lift up your heads. Hebrews 9:28, it says, Christ was offered once to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for him, he'll come again a second time, apart from sin, unto salvation. Matthew 24:32, New American Standard, Jesus says, learn this parable from the fig tree. When its branch has become tender and puts forth leaves, you'll know summer is near. So you too, now remember, the fig tree, many of us believe, is the nation of Israel. He says, when Israel becomes a nation again, when the fig tree blossoms again. Verse 33, so you too, when you see all of these things, wars, ethnic groups, black raising up against white, Christians against Muslims, even Muslim against Muslim, earthquakes, famines, pestilences, disease, the love of many running cold, people hating you because you're a Christian. When you see all of these things, then he says, recognize that I am near. Even at the door, truly I say to you that this generation will not pass away until all of these things take place. So please keep that in mind. All of these storms and all of these other things is not just one of those things. It's prophecy being fulfilled. And now next Sunday, we're going to look at what happens once the last Gentile comes to the faith and receives Jesus Christ. My sermon comes from the end of Romans 11, which I haven't started on yet. It's called The Fullness of the Gentiles. So this is my message today. It's not about the water or electricity for people to come in together, which is all good things. But my addendum to today's sermon, written 2 weeks ago, is this. When you see all of these things, recognize that Jesus Christ's return is near. That's what I want to share with you here today. Now, with that in mind, is God done with Israel? We're in Romans chapter 11. You're going to forgive me, I've developed some kind of cough. We'll work through this. Having preached this twice before, it's my pleasure to rip up my old sermon and start anew, staring at a blank sheet of paper. You're not going to hear the same thing from me. We're in the book of Romans. We left off in chapter 10, where Paul has been proving that everything that's happened to Israel is part of God's plan. And some verses that we omitted last week, were prophesied about, such as Romans chapter 10, verse 16. It says, Lord, who has believed our report? Comes from Isaiah 53. Paul's proven all this stuff. They knew about this. The word of God said this was going to happen. Who has believed our report? Everyone follow me? Romans 10, 16. Backpedaling a little. Then verse 17. It says, so then, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Notice where faith comes from. Faith comes from, or perhaps I should say, faith is activated. from hearing. And what you hear is this book here. So, question. What happens if the preacher doesn't use the word for his preaching? Answer, no faith activated. Faith comes by hearing. And hearing by what I did on Saturday night.
I think not.
Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. If the preacher doesn't preach the word of God, no one gets saved. You might think you get saved, but if the gospel's not preached, the faith that's inside of you is not activated. You got two parts of helium on the inside of you. That'll kill you until I add one part of oxygen to it. Then it'll kill you without being activated. Why don't you go to Saturn and try breathing the air there? The message of the cross is the power of God. If the preacher doesn't preach the word, then you go home the same way you were when you got here. Dead. Lost. And hell bound. You know, when I was saved, I'll never forget, the preacher's sermon that week was It Takes a Village by Hillary Clinton. That's what he preached. Never forget it. Then at the end of the sermon, guess what he said? He says, with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation, and all who call on the name of the Lord will be saved. And I sprung up out of my chair and I said, that's me. Count me in. Count me in. And I got saved on a Hillary Clinton sermon. It takes a village. You know he had to be in that one. That was 1994. And I've never looked back. Because some lovely pastor, I'll be nice, just got back, right? Preached on Hillary Clinton. And he tagged on the end of his sermon a 30-second scripture verse. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. I've never looked back ever since. I'm grateful for that. All right, now Paul continues. Again, showing that this was prophesied about the Jews not receiving the word and falling away. Verse 19, Romans 10, 19. He says, but I say, did Israel not know? First Moses said, I will provoke you to jealousy by those that are not a nation. I will move you to anger by a foolish nation. But Isaiah is very bold and said, I was found by those who did not seek me. Meaning who? Gentiles, you and me.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.